Hello, everyone. I just was going to send this out to our sermon audio audience as well as our email list, and I may post this on a few of our platforms. I probably won't post it on YouTube or Facebook because they would probably take it down. So this is for our select audience. I may put it on Gab and Parler and MeWe. As many of you probably have already heard, Joe Biden announced today that he was going to implement a order for and he's looking at mandatory vaccinations for all federal employees. And if they're not vaccinated, he's going to require they be tested like 2 times a week. And so we're moving quickly into a mandatory vaccination red state like China. And also, Biden has also indicated that he is going to enforce or reinforce the Center for Disease Control mandate on vaccinations for all frontline workers, including healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, and all that. So we see where this is going. It's very obvious. I've said pretty much since the outset that this whole pandemic was really a fraudulent, premeditated, satanic orchestration and precursor to the Mark of the Beast. And I stand by that. We're told in Revelation 13 that they will not be able to buy or sell, save those that have the mark. And you can see this is a great way of implementing this, and we can also see that we have documentation now by Henry Kissinger a number of years ago that, speaking to a group of international elites, that the vaccine was the only way to control the world population and to decrease the world population. And he said when they think they're going to get an inoculation from a disease and we're actually exterminating the population, they'll beg for it. This is the kind of absolute evil people like Kissinger, Bill Gates, Fauci, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, the world elites, it's actually what they're endorsing. So where does that leave us as Christians? Well, we must realize that we're living in the last days. We may face some very grievous persecution in the very near future. They're already perpetrating the lie that 97% of all the people that have COVID-19 are unvaccinated. We know that's a lie. We know there's literally thousands of vaccinated people now that have contracted COVID-19. So you cannot believe anything that these satanic, devil-worshipping elites are perpetrating on society. And so our response has to be one of resolve that we will not succumb to this world system. And we're told in the Bible that those who endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And those, the only ones that will endure to the end are going to be God's elect. Those who've been predestinated, those who've been predestinated unto adoption, chosen from the foundation of the world, those for whom Christ has shed his precious blood for. and all the rest will be damned. So we have to remind ourselves every day the times that we're living in, and as they circle closer and closer and draw lines around those who are resisting this evil, it's going to become more and more persecution for the Christians. Those who are in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's an inevitability that God in His Word through Christ has promised. And we see how much persecution Paul went through. We see how Stephen was stoned. We see in the Boxer's Book of Martyrs, literally thousands of people were martyred for the name of Christ. We know that during the Dark Ages, the Roman Catholic Church killed upwards of 50 million people. And so why should we be surprised that we might have to go through similar things? Well, this isn't meant to be a downer or to discourage the Christian. It's to bring you into reality and to be prepared to die for the name of Christ. I recently emailed to a friend of mine, Rosette, Mark, and myself are preparing to die. We're not preparing to live a long life. We're preparing to suffer at the hands of these tyrants. And God's kingdom is not of this world, so I'm not prepared to take up arms and shoot these people or take as many people out with me as I can. That's not my job. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. I'm only going to live, and Rosette and Mark and everyone listening to this program and everybody on the face of the earth is only going to live as long as God has so ordained it. It's appointed unto man once to die. Okay, and after that's the judgment. So I wanted to just let people know that things are closing in. Australia is in total lockdown right now. I was talking to Brother Ashley Kinney, and he says that they are really just perpetrating criminal, felonious activities on the citizenry of Australia. Well, that's what they're beginning to do here in the United States, just like they've done for years in Red China and North Korea and other communist, totalitarian countries around the world. So be encouraged. The Bible says that when we begin to see all these things come to pass, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you.